Good morning, it's 8:18 here on The Ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. Over the last 31 years, George and I have talked a lot about our college days at North Texas. 5 good years in Denton.
Yeah.
And we've talked a lot about our former roommates there, and we've kept in touch with most of them. Well, one of our former roommates that we talk a lot about here on the show, Grizzy, has made a film, and it premieres here in the state of Texas at the Texas Theater on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and George is going to moderate a Q&A with Grizzy, and you can get tickets by going to abundantmovie.com for the Texas Theater 7 o'clock Saturday night premiere, and that's the name of the movie, Abundant, and the name of Grizzy is actually Donald Griswold, who joins us in studio. Hi, Grizzy.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody can sit.
Thanks, Grizzy.
Yeah. Always good to see you. We go way back. We were teammates on the Maulers intramural football team back in Denton, and I think we went 3-4.
Yeah. The Hoopers, yeah. I know, went 3-4.
The Hoopers went 3-4.
I think we only had a win over Justin Time. I think that was our only win in 85 anyway.
Yeah. But so many close losses.
Yes. Yeah. Including a battle against the Wisconsin Sleepers where Grizzy went up against Juicy Fruit.
That is the high point of my athletic career.
Well, we are really happy for you, and we're really proud of you. You have made this thing a reality, and it is blowing and going right now. You just had your Hollywood premiere last weekend.
That's right.
You've got your Texas premiere this weekend, which George is going to be a part of. Tell us about Abundant.
Well, the film is it's an independent documentary, and those are the hardest ones to get funded, get made, and to get out, and we've managed to do all three. It's a film about giving, and we look at the world of altruism and kindness, generosity, and also scarcity through the eyes of what are called non-directed kidney donors. And these are people who give kidneys away to complete strangers. They're considered our society's most extreme altruists, and they are fascinating.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I learned so much from it. We have a 500,000 people on dialysis in this country.
Yeah,
that number's not going down.
No. I mean, if you look into the health statistics, all the statistics around this are just terrible. I mean, everything feeds into this problem. And you know, there's all kinds of systemic levels of ways to try to address this. But one of the things that the film points out is that, because we have a system change expert in the film, and she points out that the way that you change systems is from the inside, not from the outside. So there's no legislation. There's no major global thing that's going to be done that's going to fix this. People need to step forward to fix it. And that's part of the reason that we made the film.
One of the main parts of the film are these donors who are telling their story. And it was filmed on stage at the Majestic. I was there that night. Right. And it's a really creative way for you to tell the story, for them to tell their stories. How did you find those people?
Wow. Yeah. That was pure luck, you know, because this really is unscripted. And we had a much, much bigger idea for the way to do this in the early days of the film. But then COVID changed everything because we couldn't do the public aspect that we wanted to do. So we pivoted to something that I knew would work for telling the stories, which was staged storytelling. That makes it a writer's project, and that is what's really missing in kidney stories, is the ability to connect with people on the most basic level. Usually when people talk about kidney stories, you get a play-by-play kind of a event-based type telling, which not everybody can relate with. But when you talk about the people, then everybody gets it. So I knew if we could get the stories to that level and storytelling would do that, then we would really have something. And the Majestic, oh my God, they were so easy to work with. It's such a great venue. It shoots so well, and it really adds a great production value to the film.
This is Donald Griswold. We've called him Grizzy all these years. The film is Abundant. It's really interesting about living donation and how you can really make a difference in someone's life, someone that you may not even know. you could know there was the one example of a mother
right.
donating to her son a kidney. I was struck by this, and I mean, where do you start when you put together a documentary? You got funding, but then you started shooting this, and that's one thing I noticed at the start of the film is, where did you get these cameramen and producers? I mean, it's beautiful the way you shot it, and the way it's shot is really, really good.
Well, thank you. And the production value has been built in from the beginning. So I knew by selecting, the production house that we work with in Houston, South Coast Media, they have always been there. I mean, I've done many projects over the years with them, but, I really wanted to work with the owner, Wyatt Cagle, who has like the other half of my creative brain. So I knew that he would bring high production value to it. The storytelling, they went through a great story. The cast is a national cast. So over Zoom, they did a storytelling workshop that lasted like several months. And then they worked with Hal Karp, who is the greatest story editor. And I edited some stories too. A couple of them didn't need story editors. They were that good of writers.
Wow.
So the building blocks of the quality were there, and it was just a matter of putting it together. But it was unscripted from the very beginning. I mean, we started post-production in May.
So you didn't know where it's really going to go as far as what they're, yeah.
No, we started post-production in May, and I have a storyline in the film that we didn't decide to put in until April. So, I mean, we were literally, you know, just gathering the pieces, sorting them out, and it's come together as an incredible story.
And you had a big weekend last weekend with the Hollywood premiere. How was that?
Wow. Yeah. So it was at the Directors Guild of America.
Probably surreal.
It was very surreal, but it was great to be at an event and not have to run it because everything with this, when you produce it yourself, you run everything. And it was great to show up and, you know, great step and repeat photos, videos, interviews. We had a reunion of one of the cast members who, I don't want to give a spoiler, he gave an organ to somebody they hadn't ever met before. They reunited right before that. It was very emotional. And
another thing that got me is the math. You actually went and talked to a mathematician, an award-winning
economist,
mm-hmm. And once a donation is made, once someone makes this commitment, the math that goes along with that and what it means for others who will then jump in based on what that person did.
Yeah, that was Al Roth. And Al Roth, PhD, is a Nobel Prize winning economist. And he won the Nobel Prize for his work with what's called kidney exchange. And you're right, it is all math. And that's really what drives.
That's why I had to rewind it. We all only took one math class in college.
Right? Yeah, like, right.
What now?
I got a D in economics, so Al had to go slow with me. But he, he makes it really accessible. He kind of explains it in the film. But the idea that one person can give into a system that then creates this consecutive chain that can go on for great lengths. Is based in math. And so they have what's called algorithms, and a lot of the, all of the matching registries, that are out there have basic algorithms that make this work and optimize it.
The people that do this, that make this donation, they really are extraordinary. Yeah. And the stories are extraordinary. And what I've gathered, because sometimes, again, I don't want to spoil anything here, but sometimes it may not ultimately work out. The person that you give that kidney to, they may not make it much longer.
Right.
But I got the feeling that anybody who has ever done this experiences zero regret.
Yeah. I mean, I can only speak for the ones that I know, but every single person that I've had in-depth conversations with about this says if they had another kidney, they would do it again, which sounds really extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And but I really think they mean it. There's something about this community. I mean, one of the cool things about this movie is it was crowdfunded. Y'all know that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your donation, George.
Sure.
But the main thing about the community is when they are asked to do something, they find a way somehow. And this was not an inexpensive production, and they found a way. They latched on to wanting to tell their story, wanting to get it out there, and they trusted me with it, and here we are.
Well, you've obviously already made a difference. I think as the film is seen nationwide, it will make that math equation that we talked about will really come into view. And you've noticed some things that have happened since you've made this and you've put it out. We did not tell Gordo to do that story about the woman named Kelly looking for a kidney. Mm-hmm. And by the way, her website, you can go to kidney, the number four, Kelly, kidney4kelly.com. And if you want to join this really unselfish legion of people who are donating kidneys, a kidney, you can do that. And you have a strong feeling that just by Gordo doing that news story that she will get help.
Yeah, I do think a lot of, as a matter of fact, I know it. There's so many people hearing this. One of the things that that really comes out in the film is it is all about storytelling. And it's hard to understand how you feel when you're that sick, but you are powered down at that point. And a lot of people don't want to ask for help. And they don't tell their story. And when you start to tell your story and it gets amplified, people do step forward. So, you know, just on behalf of the kidney community, that is in this film, I did some checking before I came in here and they told me go to her website, make contact with her. That's the best way to do it if you want to help. But later on, if you decide that this is something that, you know, you hear this spot or you think about it a little bit and, you have the kind of lightning strike about this later that that we talk about in the film. You can go to abundantmovie.com. There is a there's a button there that says "Be a Donor," and it's got this portal that really helps people understand how to do it. It's a state of the art portal. It's just been built, and after the Hollywood premiere, somebody went through it. So it seems like every time we show this movie, somebody steps forward.
At least looks into it. Yeah.
Yeah, they look, and yeah, and asking is where it starts. I mean, it's not for everybody, and this is definitely a difficult and very personal thing to do, and it's all handled with no pressure, which is ethically how it should be done.
All right, and so Saturday night, you can also go to abundantmovie.com for tickets for Saturday night. Tell us more about that at the Texas Theater. Our friends at the Texas Theater are hosting this.
That's, you know what, my favorite thing on the planet is the old restored theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be such a fun night that night. I'm going to joust with George afterwards. And anyone listening to this.
You're ready for fastball questions here.
That's right. You send them as fast as you can because I'm going to be trying to crack him up the whole time. We are not recording this one, so the gloves are off.
Okay.
But the, and Gordon, we've got the, LHO seat all set for you.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, would you like Gordo sit
yeah,
and Lee like, Harvey Oswald's?
I would love that if he did. And
the seat of power.
That's right. And you know, that was, of course, where they picked up Lee Harvey Oswald. Right?
Yeah,
right? That's right.
You know, it was playing, right?
Mm-hmm. It was War is Hell by Audie Murphy.
Do you know what time the movie started?
It's like noon.
1:20.
1:20. There you go.
Yeah, but the Texas Theater is, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Everybody over there has been so great. And this is a fundraiser for Arts Mission Oak Cliff.
Great.
So, you know, come in. The tickets are not expensive. And Arts Mission Oak Cliff is, to answer your first question, that's where we got our dancers. The ensemble cast, the executive director there, Avery J. Andrews, also is the stage producer for Abundant. And she choreographed, recruited everybody. She basically handled it, and actually, I did not know what it was going to look like until the rehearsal the day before.
Wow!
Did you think about asking Bubba do the Home by the Sea dance?
The Home by the Sea dance. You know, we had a segment for that, but we didn't have enough time.
Oh, too bad.
Man,
that would have made the movie.
Would have put it over the top.
I know it
for sure.
Next doc.
All right, so it is Saturday night, 7 p.m. Texas Theater. It's the Texas premiere of Abundant. Get tickets at abundantmovie.com. George will be there moderating the Q&A afterwards. Grizzy, congratulations.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck with this film. We're so happy for you.
Thanks, and thanks for having me on. And everybody come out to the Texas Theater on Saturday. It is well worth it.
Abundantmovie.com for tickets.